Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey, hello, everybody. Live from Chicago, it's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. Everything, you know, sports medicine, fitness, wellness, it's the Sports Doctor. The hoopla with our book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, continues. There's just a lot of buzz, a lot of positive feedback. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents on Amazon, an essential guide for any parent the child in sports, whether your child's the best athlete in the country or they're just participating. Again, another shout out to all of the return to school fall athletes. We wish everybody a safe and a successful season. We've got a great doubleheader today. We're going to start off with Dr. Azam Anwar. He's an interventional cardiologist. He's also the CEO, creator of CLN Therapeutic Skin Cleansers. He'll be joining me. And then professional pro ball player from the Miami Heat, a speaker motivator besides that, Jarnell Stokes, will be joining us. And then it's the Sports Doctors In segment, where we talk about upcoming guests and we answer some emails. First, let's welcome Dr. Azam Anwar to the Sports Doctor. Welcome.
Thank you for having me, Dr. Bob. Thank you.
Great. Let's give us a little bit of background on yourself, starting with the definition. What's an interventional cardiologist?
Well, we go enter the body either through the groin or through the wrist without opening up the chest and rearrange and open up heart arteries, fix heart valves, anything catheter-based inside the cardiovascular system, we try to manage without surgery.
Yes, the angiograms and the kinds of tests and the use of stents, it's really some tremendous technology. And how long have you been involved in the world of cardiology?
I've been in cardiology for 25, almost 30 years, and the field of interventional cardiology really began right at the time when I was doing my fellowship in San Francisco. And, you know, we were in the very early stages of using balloons to open up arteries, and then I was fortunate enough to be there, and we developed one of the very early and very successful stents that Medtronic owns now. So I've seen the field, you know, really advance over the last 2 to 3 decades.
You know, in the world of fitness and health and wellness, you know, heart health is such a big deal. It's the biggest killer in our country. I've probably spent 20 years, give or take a few weeks, on the Sports Doctor talking about obesity, specifically childhood obesity, all of these particular challenges. Interestingly enough, again, you have gotten yourself very involved, I think, in such an important area regarding the whole skin cleanser world, CLN, therapeutic skin cleansers. And I know you and I spoke initially before the show started. You had an incident yourself with one of these very difficult skin infections, and that's what really got you interested, isn't it?
Yes, sir. Try to stay fit, going to the gym, developed a very serious infection on my shin called a cellulitis. It's just a fancy name for a deep skin infection. It was caused by staph bacteria, or the really bad kind, the methicillin-resistant staph aureus, or MRSA. or flesh eating. It was moving pretty fast. It went from a size of a grain of rice to a silver dollar within a week. And so with that change, I saw my dermatologist. He put me on antibiotics topically and orally and gave me some cleansers. And then the cleanser really didn't work. And then he recommended a medicated bath. And so based on that experience and that scare, I really started diving into the skin and, you know, how we have, you know, 150 different microbes on it. And then when the skin breaks down, you can get some of these bad actors to go in there and cause some serious problems.
Now, MRSA.
Like, you know, the MRSA.
Yeah, MRSA is a real bad actor, to say the least. I mean, it could be life-threatening. And I think a lot of people are not aware of how much of a problem, you know, with locker rooms and the interaction of athletes and the towels and the uniforms and the all of these things that go into the world of sports. So you're talking again about these MRSA or these antibiotic-resistant kind of infections that could be very, very difficult. And the so tell us a little bit about CLN.
Yeah, so CLN is based on the concept of, you know, applying a medication in the form of a soap. So I'll back up a little bit. One of the very nice things that you can do for your skin, if it has a lot of microbes or inflammation on it, or eczema or folliculitis or recurrent infections, the dermatology and infectious disease doctors recommend using a medicated bath, which is composed of 1/4 cup of bleach or Clorox and 1/2 tub of water. So you take your
good luck household to you. Getting athletes to do that, right?
Exactly. So I did that for two months, 2 to 3 times a week. It takes 10 to 15 minutes to set it all up, and then you take a shower, and, you know, it's just a mess. But it's really quite effective. There's one chemical in there called sodium hypochlorite, which our white blood cells make. And the sodium hypochlorite is really good at killing bacteria without causing resistance. And so that was very appealing. And like exactly what you said, the compliance or good luck in having people use it, 9 out of 10 people that you tell them to use it are not going to use it. You know, the kids are small, the elderly, they don't want to get a bathtub, people don't have bathtubs. So consequently, they don't use it, and the doctors kept recommending this. And as I started looking in the field, I realized that this medicated regimen really helped children with eczema, very bad skin, open lesions, and they have a lot of staph bacteria and MRSA often on their skin. So I said, well, I need the product myself. So I created a cleanser based on this concept. So you just step in the shower and use it just like your soap. You know,
is that proactive, I would assume, too, right? In other words, where you're trying to be preventative, and we're going to talk more about that aspect of it. Everybody, you're listening to The Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist, live from Chicago. Go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com. You can go to radio shows. You can go back over 10 years and find out some of the topics, some of the guests, international people, and so many topics regarding the sports doctor, health, wellness, sports medicine, high performance, nutrition. Also, you can go over to newspaper articles and read on everything from choosing the best shoe for your son or daughter or yourself, to what about concussions and what about those problems in sports. Lots of stuff there. And again, everybody, I can't tell you how many guests we get from Twitter. So we got a very active Twitter world, over 30,000 followers. And between me and you, that's why we named the book hashtag Hey Sports Parents. So there's lots of activity going on in education at that particular hashtag. We're talking with interventional cardiologist Dr. Azam Anwar. We're out there in, I think, Dallas, Texas. So your particular cleanser and product, Doc, are you talking about something proactive to try to prevent trouble routinely in locker rooms, for example, or some of these young kids?
Yes, can be used proactively as a wash or a cleanser for almost anyone, but especially those at really high risk, especially, you know, kids that have eczema or in sports and then are around really dirty locker rooms. Locker rooms, as you know, are just, you know, very, very dirty, have a lot of different microbes in them. Also, we find that in wrestling, one out of three gets a skin infection during the season. Contact sports like jiu-jitsu, you know, other grappling, football players, they have very high incidence of skin infections. And one of the things that you need to be cognizant about is that once people go into training camp, especially in the summer, so right now, the level of bacteria that are on our skin, the staph bacteria or even methicillin-resistant staph or MRSA on the skin is really very high. So the colonization of bacteria on the skin during training camp and the heat is super high, so the skin is actually coated. You may not even have a break in the skin and so on, but if you're going to go to surgery or get an injection and so on, you know, those people are really high risk. And it's really important to have people shower with our product or any other cleanser within an hour of exercise, because the staph bacteria really seems to multiply very quickly over time, and it's much harder to remove that 10 hours later. It's about 10 times harder.
You know, and again, in the area of athletics, I remember we see a lot of skaters in the world of hockey with the equipment and cleansing of the equipment, again, the perspiration and all of these kinds of things. Yet it seems to me that lots of coaches and parents are not aware of some of these challenges, to say the least. So, right, welcome to the world of education, Doc.
Yes, yeah, it's very interesting. There are some parents that are very, very cognizant, because the children can take the infections back home and infect other people, including ringworm, staph, and even herpes. And the herpes can be very recurrent. It's type 1 herpes, you know, it's not the genital type. And it can be really contagious. And the same with ringworm, very, very contagious, you know, from person to person.
With all the taping also in sports, I remember I had a patient, and he ended up with a MRSA-involved situation because of what started initially as an allergic reaction to the taping. It was a nightmare. Again, he was hospitalized. This was serious stuff. And I would imagine, again, that the coaching community at all levels, how young, again, if you're talking about some of these kids on traveling teams, and some when you're talking about not so easy to take a shower before specific activity, but this is something that could be routinely used also at home if these kids are in and out of locker rooms.
Yeah, the use of the product Clean Sport Wash, CLN Wash.com, is where you can see, you can find it. Incredibly easy. It's just a gel soap. It's like your any other soap that you can get. It's a little wobbly, but it's a soap that lathers really well. The only difference is that I would say two things. Lather it on the complicated area, especially the hands, and brush the nails. Leave it on for 1 or 2 minutes, and then really also focus on the lower extremity, the feet, because a lot of people really ignore that area. You don't want to bend over, etc. And you just leave it on a little longer than regular soap to get the effect. And it's just, you know, a wonderful cleanser. It's designed not to irritate the skin or be really harsh or drying on the skin. That's the beauty of it, because you can
get clean.
What's
the website again? What's the website again for that?
CLNWash, WASH.com. CLNWash.com.
You know, back in the world of cardiology again, you know, and the tremendous awareness of health and wellness, it's interesting how, you know, so many different changes in heart health and proactive, the importance of nutrition, the importance of holistic cardiology, paying much more attention to the role of nutrition and exercise instead of all the medicines. And we've seen some crazy stuff, right, with no fat, low fat, cholesterol. What's the story with the latest story with cholesterol?
Okay, so I think what's happening in our society is really a battle of two forces. One, our society is getting more sedentary, so just sitting around is a higher risk than almost smoking and high cholesterol. Okay, so it is a risk factor for heart disease, sitting, you know, being sedentary, number one. So people are, and then our waists are getting bigger. And one of the pearls that I'm going to give your audience today is, forget about all the other noise. Just focus on your waist size around the belly button, because belly fat, and then that drips into the liver, and that accumulates a lot of fat. It's the harbinger of many diseases, including cancer, death, and heart disease. We know that a man over 40.
Yeah, the whole weight-related stuff, again, like I mentioned early on, where we talked for years about childhood obesity, you know, everybody always knew that junk food was junk. I don't think we realized that the good old-fashioned American diet also had an awful lot to be desired. We also live in a drug culture where 24/7 we're bombarded with TV commercials. You know, the United States is one of only two countries in the world, New Zealand's the other, that allows television advertising of prescription medicine ad nauseum. And, you know, there's a gym on every other corner. There's tremendous, definitely physical therapy group on every other corner. Yet, we're still listening. Your first point was, wow, people are still much too sedentary. And this whole idea of the obesity world, and that really is a dramatic factor in the whole cardiovascular health, isn't it?
Exactly. So you've got that on one side. And then on the other side, you have a huge industry and infrastructure to treat blood pressure, to treat cholesterol, you know, to get you on medications because people are just not moving around that much. So, you know, the guidelines for treating blood pressure, you know, we have to treat blood pressure at a lower level now than before, where it's almost, I think, in my opinion, too risky. Almost 80% have to be on treatment. I don't agree with that. The same with cholesterol. The guidelines are becoming very, very restrictive, meaning that you need to treat early. And, you know, same with, you know, a lot of other medications. Instead of really kind of stepping back and saying, what are we really doing? You need to shrink the waist down. You need to start moving, you know, and you don't need to eat after 8 o'clock.
You have to eat much smarter. Yeah. You have to eat,
you know,
much
don't eat
smarter.
After 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
So
the new medicine.
If you do those things, you can get a... Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The exercise and eating smarter. And again, you know, the big pharma wants everybody to take medicine. The earlier the better. I mean, we had to change the name of diabetes because of young kids contracting the situation, you know, so early. So again, I think the field of cardiology has gotten much, much, much more active in the proactive side, the big part of the sports doctor, holistic, complementary medicine, natural areas of healing to be included in trying to prevent, you know, by the time you turn around that you've got 30, 40 pounds to lose and whatever. But everybody's got to pay attention to that waistline, right?
Waistline is the single best measurement of overall health. What I tell my patients is you need to shrink your waist, measure it at the belly button, not at the hips, at the belly button. That's key. And you can do anything you want to do to shrink that except go on cigarettes, do cocaine, or get cancer. Anything short of that, shrink the waist, and you're going to be better off. And then you will find that your need for blood pressure medicine, cholesterol medicine, diabetes will go down dramatically, and you're going to feel dramatically better.
Very few people who walk every day need high blood pressure medicine. Very few people who really keep moving end up in these behavioral lifestyle hazards. So it's definitely some great advice, you know, from the expertise of cardiology, where we're talking about that kind of important situation. Can people find out more information about you and your cardiology world at that same website, or is there a different place?
They can look under my LinkedIn, Azam Anwar, M.D., A-Z-A-M, last name is A-N-W-A-R. You know, on LinkedIn, they can contact me through that. And I'm very interested to work with you on improving people's cardiovascular health. And it really ties into your podiatry practice in your profession. Because we've got to really save our joints as we age in order to be mobile. If you've got bad ankles or bad knees or whatnot, then you can't move. And then you're
carrying around extra weight. If you're carrying around
extra weight. Well, you can't walk.
No. Yeah. Give us the website. Yeah. I want to thank you so much. We're about out of time. I'm going to give us the website again, the CLN for your therapeutic skin cleansers, one more time.
Sure. CLNWASH.com, cleanwash.com.
Great. Okay, great. I want to thank Dr. Azam Anwar for joining us. Hold on, please, Doc. Everybody will be
thank
right
you.
Back. It's the Sports Doctor.
Thank you.
Everybody, it's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharky Zartman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharky is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharky talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctor's In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together eight different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, hey sports parents. Everybody, live from Chicago, we're back at Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist, and we're excited to be joined by Jarnell Stokes. Jarnell is a pro basketball player. He's with the Miami Heat. He played for the University of Tennessee, one of the rivals on and off of my guys from Louisville. Jarnell Stokes, he's also a speaker motivator. Welcome to the Sports Doctor. We got you on?
Yes, sir. I'm here, man. I appreciate you having me, bro. Always.
Great.
Man.
Great to have you. I know your Monica on Twitter is Life in Basketball. I mean, that's a great title. Give us a little bit of background, Jarnell, of you and your career leading up to today.
Well, yeah, the reason I went with life and basketball is because you brought that up. I just feel as if, you know, I have so many skills. I hate to put a title on it. And I feel as if life is just a skill in itself. And then, of course, I'm a pro basketball player. I am currently with the Miami Heat. I've was drafted 35th overall into the league. And, I'm happy to be a Heat player right now. I'm excited
about
what's
to come. That's exciting. Yeah, that, you know, you won out of thousands and thousands to be able to make that level. And I know that you're somebody who has had role models yourself, like you mentioned, when you talk about life and other skills, and you talk about maybe mentoring or speaking to some youngsters, young players and others. I know you've had some interaction with one of the contributors to our book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, Dr. Denise McDermott. She's a child and adult psychiatrist, and you guys have commiserated a little bit, again, with some of these different life skills and other aspects. That's one of your interests, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, I think Denise has been great in helping me achieve my goals, and I think together we'd be able to really give something interesting, authentic, something that can't be really be replicated in the world in a lot of places just off of our genuine interest in what it is that people need. I think we both, just with her being psychological and very persistent, but she also has a very interesting, I wouldn't say interest, she's funny, very great personality.
Yeah,
I love,
she's one of my great radio guests. I hope you caught her. And again, she contributed to the book. When we talk about, and you lived it, you did it, growing up and being that serious about the sport, the involvement of your family, the challenges of the parents, the mental stress of the pressures that go into high-performance youth sports. And again, that's why we were really looking at the mental game and the mental side, because the overuse injuries, Jarnell, in youth sports or at epidemic level, and so are the mental stresses, overzealous parents, crazy coaches, all of these kinds of things. Yet you made it through the maze, didn't you?
Yeah, man, a lot of chaos. I could give you countless stories, but the main goal for me is to continue to move with an intense intent in what it is that I want to do and my purpose, but also keep a stillness, keep my inner peace through it all. Because I've had friends, you know, I've grown up with, and I don't want to call names, but this is similar to a bird, man. It's like you can fly in so many, you can fly everywhere, but it's almost as if they'd rather stay still. I like to call that a caged bird, and that's what I that's what really drives me, to seeing that happen where people don't understand how important mindfulness is. And now we have new research about epigenetics where your outer experiences actually create what type of person you are within, and your results, and things like this really should be broadcasted more. And that's a big reason why I've decided to be a speaker. I mean, being, to be quite honest with you, although I don't believe in titles, I'm definitely more on the introverted side. But when that purpose really clicks, and when you see it with your own eyes and do the research, knowledge, and understanding, it's turned me into an extrovert, honestly, because I really care.
Again, the challenges of growing up in youth sports today in the United States is 50 times crazier than it was maybe 10, 20 years ago, and then it was crazy. That's why there was a front page picture on Time magazine last year, Jarnell, with a little leaguer. And the caption was, the $15 billion a year youth sports industry. and everything that goes with it. And again, I'm the sports doctor, and the reason I wrote the book, whether it's paying attention to painkillers in sports and all of these different kinds of pressures, burnout, and again, these injuries, and don't you understand my son's got to play, and so what if he's got to take two Advil twice a day, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And your main point, which is one of Dr. Denise's also, you know, somehow, and when Dr. Denise would be on the show, we would laugh about the fact that, you know, medicine, Jarnell, didn't know how to spell the word mindfulness probably 10, 20 years ago. And, the importance of being in the moment, the importance of being able to enjoy what you're doing, all of these things. Are such a tremendous challenge. I can only imagine, again, when you're talking about professional sports and you're talking about something like the NBA, it's a real pressure cooker. So you practice skills to keep it in perspective, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I agree 100%, man. I feel as if something as simple as the everyday things that we are given, like sun and water, exercise, sleep, just food. I think these are meditation. I think these are the best doctors, you know, outside of, the things that we already, outside of, a great doctor like Lori or Denise. I mean, those are my favorite people. But I feel as if there's definitely a system that's put in place, and I was woken up by this just watching my grandma go through it, just with my daily runs to pick Coca-Cola up for her. I know I had to fill it up to a certain amount, and it was by the hour, and that's almost like an addiction. I wouldn't say it's an addiction, but
well, you don't mess around with grandma. You don't mess around with grandma.
Exactly, man. You better have it right on the dot.
You know, we've interchanged stuff. What is your website or your Twitter handle that people could find out more about you and what you're doing?
Yeah, my website is called JarnellStokes.com, and my Twitter is JarnellStokes. I'm working on putting this behind a business. So for right now, I'm doing a lot of personal branding, but
I saw you got a new hoodie out, right?
Yeah, man. I got a lot of great responses for that.
Yeah.
What'd you say?
Maybe you gotta get Dwayne Wade to get behind it.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, man. Yeah. I have a few guys here with the Heat willing to rock the gear, man. I told them.
You know, you're really you're going to play with one of the greatest players of all time, you know, Dwayne Wade, you know, Chicago guy, in a lot of ways, you know, as a youngster and truly one of the great, great players. That idea. You also did some international playing, haven't you?
Yeah, I went to China, man. I was able to learn a lot. I really enjoy his game. I'm not exactly sure if he's coming back. You know, he's still considering retirement, which is no good for him. He's definitely earned his respect in the league. And if he comes back, man, I think the season will be a blast. Now, he's definitely a humble enough guy to help a guy like me out just by, you know, supporting the brand, and he cares as well.
Yeah, plus he probably could give you a couple of one-on-one moves, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
By the way, man, definitely
I was listening to your show a few months ago. I'm not sure, you were interviewing somebody, and you said ping pong helps your hand coordination. Some of the fastest players playing sports have played ping pong.
The science of high performance. I'm like, I hope you got orthotics in your shoes, my friend. But the sport, the high-performance hand-eye coordination, I remember years ago I had some of the top trainers of Formula One drivers. And, you know, the first thing was to understand that these drivers are incredible athletes. but the emphasis, again, on hand-eye coordination, so many of these things that were taken for granted in the world of training is being included, you know, year-round training and, you know, year-round nutritionist with you and your personal trainer. Sports psychology, again, has become, you know, such a big deal. And I think, you know, your points, and I want to talk more when we come back, Jarnell, about your points. You sound like a real philosopher, but adding some of these important points of, you know, being able to be in the moment and pay attention to what counts, let alone really taking care of your body. You know, the mind-body connection to today in sports medicine, it's a big deal. Mm-hmm. Not that many years ago it wasn't. So everybody, we'll be right back for another 8-minute segment with Jarnell Stokes, jarnellstokes.com. Fox Valley Wellness Center is a highly regarded leader in holistic health, led by Dr. Steve Maress, one of the first Lyme disease literate physicians in the Midwest. His team of integrative medicine practitioners blend the best of conventional and complementary therapies. Dr. Maress is president-elect of the prestigious International Lyme and Associated Disease Society. They specialize in treating the causes of disease, not just the symptoms. Fox Valley Wellness Center also offers hyperbaric oxygen treatment. Located at 180 Knights Way in Fond du Lac, Wisconsin. For more information, call 920-922-5433. That's 920-922-5433. Hey, the sports doctor's in. Dr. Bob here, sports podiatrist. If you live in or near Aurora, Illinois, and you're into sports, fitness at any level, or your son and daughter is, you cannot forget about your feet. Your feet affect everywhere else. There are complex motions that come into play, especially in sports. Your ankles, knees, hips, and back all are affected with your foot mechanics. Come visit the office, Dr. Bob, and get evaluated. Check what shoes are best for you. I offer prescription orthotics, which is usually one of the major tools for treatment and prevention of foot-related ankle and leg problems. Also, enhancing performance. Step or two quicker. Call 630-898-3505 or go to sportsdoctorradio.com.
Hey, back live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. Again, go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com. You can go back over 10 years and listen to radio shows and listen to guests from all over the world and an endless array of topics, whether it's nutrition, whether it's child sports, whether it's anti-aging, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We're talking with pro ball player Jarnell Stokes. Jarnell, we're talking about the mental side of the game, the importance of some of these aspects of being able to stay focused, try to relax. You know, the physical side of if there are better athletes, and we always have a contest a couple times a year, Jarnell, where we ask listeners which sports require the best athletes. And, you know, pro basketball players are always right up there at the top of the list. How are you doing physically, my friend?
I'm doing great, man. I'm happy as always, man. I am stoked about what's to come my way, as well as to be on this show, man. We need more shows like this, just drawing the line between sports and psychology and mindfulness. I think anyone could benefit from this. So thanks for having
me. No, you're absolutely right. Whether it's a business person or whether it's an athlete, whether it's a parent, you know, years ago, the late Dr. Jim Vickery was a sports psychologist. He shared the show with me for a few years in the early 90s. I've been doing the show, man, for decades. I'm still trying to get famous, you know? But he would talk. He didn't even use the word psychology, Jarnell, because people were scared of it. So he called himself a performance enhancement consultant. But now the mental side, there's not a team in pro sports, even serious sports, that doesn't include sports psychology in order to work on this side of things, right?
Yeah, we definitely have sports psychologists at our professional teams. But like to your point, man, a lot of guys really don't understand how powerful the brain is. I mean, just once you understand that the nervous system, and that's a reason why I've been able to venture outside of myself and do things like read and take acting classes and yoga, and as well as, you know, when I was hurt, I was meditating like 3-4 hours a day because I couldn't go to the gym. So it was a quick fix in my life. And I learned that your regimen and your diet really is the key to turning your entire life around. And that's for,
you know, recovery is such a big deal, you know, in your, again, profession, serious sports. You're always looking to recover as best you can. The season is grueling, and there's no doubt about it. You know, the reason these young boys survived in that cave a month or two ago in Thailand was that they were meditating all the time. This was part of their culture, and they really, it was an amazing story that the world was just transfixed with. But the ability, again, to relax, the ability to concentrate, is also, again, a part of high performance. You know, visualization. Mm-hmm. Every serious figure skater, and my poster boy, the 2010 men's Olympic gold medalist, grew up here in Illinois, Evan Lysacek. He was 10 years old when I put orthotics in his skate. 15 years later, he was the best in the world. But, you know, visualization, something they would pay big attention to, and you sound like, again, you're way ahead of the game in that stuff.
Yeah, I can't say this was always the case, man. I've really buckled down and done research. I feel as if I do it for people like my parents, man. They couldn't wake up and read and meditate. You know, back just this entire generation is blessed because now we could pretty much be entrepreneurs and do what we need to do and also take care of our mindful side because my parents, man, it was work, 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 give to your children, sleep. And that's pretty much, that was their life. No real opportunity. But I did also learn that with foods, that that's a huge part of mindfulness as well. I mean, what you put into your body, I would always wonder, like, okay, yes, it's hurting my performance on the court, but it's also decreasing my ability to comprehend and understand and really have that energy. And, you know, important foods that really helped me are, you know, things like fruits and B12, you know, vegetables, you know, multivitamins. I take a lot of protein and, you know, just being an athlete, we're asked to run 4 to 5 miles a day. And we're also asked to make million-dollar decisions going 110% speed. So it takes a lot to be able to perform at this level. Matter of fact, any level. And I say the number one thing that really, really helped me over everything else is learning that happiness boosts your performance.
Major point. That's what Dr. Denise's contribution to hashtag Hey Sports Parents was, that happiness, exercise, was mind health. Again, in the world of children and youth sports, as well as their parents, the fact that the serious work that shows, again, whether it is, again, smart nutrition, and one of the contributors, again, talking about sports nutrition, the whole side of fueling your body, and the fact that young kids in school who are hungry, who aren't eating well, there's no way they can perform as well, even in the classroom. Yet today we're still fighting to keep physical education, you know, included in school. So the ability also, Jarnell, I wanted to mention, you know, if you're a professional athlete, the beginning to or the ability to move into other areas like a clothing line, et cetera, boy, you've got some platform, you know?
Yeah, man. It takes being mindful to understand that. I would say just the clothing line is not really my target. I mean, honest, I saw opportunity. This is the first time I actually was in being a full-time entrepreneur. But I'm doing a podcast with Denise. It will be called Keeping It Real. And we plan on really touching on topics. Matter of fact, we should have you on the show. And I'm also working on a nutritional system and fitness system that'll be able to.
Oh, yeah, I'm looking forward. I'm looking forward to joining you. I'm excited about you teaming up with Dr. Denise. What is the title of your podcast going to be?
Keeping It Real.
Ah, what a great title, man.
Yeah. It's a lot of great stuff, man. It should be up and going in the next 2 weeks. I think we'd be able to really inspire all kinds of people, all types of races, no matter what. Democrat, Republic, anyone, you know, you could really benefit from this show.
Yes, and I think, again, the combination of the medical side of things and, you know, one of the big points, of course, like Dr. Denise said when she talked about being a holistic psychiatrist, the whole mixture, you know, sports medicine has allowed the introduction of and combination of Eastern medicine, you know, acupuncture. I'm a big sports massage advocate when it comes, again, to recovery or healing and, again, getting that individual to be able to relax and recover. If your mind is full of chaos, there's no way you're going to be able to perform at the level necessary at something like the NBA. Really?
Yeah, that's a great, great point, man. I've seen it happen time and time again where guys were just consumed with all type of things that eventually crept into the type of person they were, and it reflects. So, you know, you see guys that being a basketball player is you don't have to be the greatest guy in the world. But then again, it really shows behind the scenes. And then what people don't see is what I've been able to take and make it a part of my journey and learn that, okay, maybe just with me being ranked number 3 in the country and with my journey being kind of up and down as opposed to going off and getting the hundreds of millions of dollars that the typical person that's ranked in my position growing up does.
I tell you, Jarnell, we're about out of time.
I didn't miss out on a lot.
Yeah. We're about out of time. You better make sure you send me a hoodie. Is it JarnellStokes.com, JarnellStokes.com. I want to thank you so much for joining me. I want to wish you a great success with the Miami Heat. We're really going to be following you. We'll definitely hype up your podcast with Dr. Denise. So hold on a quick second. Jarnell Stokes, thanks so much for joining us.
Man, always, man. You call me again
next week, man.
I'll be happy to come.
Yes, hang on. We'll be right back, everybody. Sports Doctor. Okay. If you live in or near Aurora, Illinois, and you're into sports, fitness at any level, or your son and daughter is, you cannot forget about your feet. Your feet affect everywhere else. There are complex motions that come into play, especially in sports. Your ankles, knees, hips, and back all are affected with your foot mechanics. Come visit the office Dr. Bob, and get evaluated. Check what shoes are best for you. I offer prescription orthotics, which is usually one of the major tools for treatment and prevention of foot-related ankle and leg problems. Also, enhancing performance. Step or two quicker. Call 630-898-3505 or go to sportsdoctorradio.com. Are back live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor and the Sports Doctors In segment. Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. Again, you can go to the website, sportsdoctorradio.com. You can go to radio shows. You can go to newspaper articles. Lots of great information. You can go back a decade listening to any radio show you might choose. And again, the Sports Doctors In segment is where we preview the couple of upcoming shows. Who the guests are, we answer some emails, and we brag about the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents. It was a great show today. I really want to thank my guests, Dr. Anwar and Jarnell Stokes. Next week, colleague of mine in the area, Dan Serino. Dan's got a CrossFit facility. They've got a special boxing program for Parkinson's individuals. Very interesting. Dan was a school nurse for years. His son was a good hockey player. We had orthotics in the skates for years. Then Tracy Shy. Tracy is involved in the world of fitness and fitness clubs. She'll join us. The following week, Doug Kleber. Doug was the first professional athlete in 1976 or 77, I think it was, that I put orthotics in his shoes. Cleveland Browns. Doug became a kinesiotherapist down at the University of Illinois area. And also a Paralympian, James Roberts, will be joining us. So a couple of great shows coming up. And let's see, again, if you want to email me to get an email included in the show, drweilsportsdoctor@yahoo.com, drweilsportsdoctor@yahoo.com. Let's jump in. Adam, do high-top shoes prevent ankle sprains? Not really. But they do have a factor called proprioceptive response, where if the ankle is starting to roll and it comes in contact with the high top shoe, sending a signal to the brain, sometimes can make a difference in you regaining your balance or compensating. So the high top itself doesn't prevent a sprain. But you might see that particular capability of sending signals regarding imbalance or something's going to happen is a real factor. There is some protection in that regard. There's been a lot of discussion, high-top shoes, particularly basketball, low-top shoes, taping ankles. And I'll tell you what we want to do, Adam. We want to strengthen everybody's feet and ankles routinely. Aggressively. There's a chapter in the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents. It's called The Two Essential Exercises, no matter what your sport is, no matter what your age is, no matter what your level is. And one of those exercises, foot ankle rubber band strengthening. Another one is balance work, where you're also working and strengthening feet and ankles. That's where you really want to be paying attention. Should you wear a brace? Depends on the individual. Or taping. Depends on the individual. That's what you want to get some supervision from your physical therapist or athletic trainer. Phyllis says, do you think the National Football League and NCAA have been hiding football perils or with concussions? You know, Phyllis, for decades, that's been one of the biggest dilemmas, one of the biggest challenges, as the awareness and information of concussions and head trauma, and football has, pardon the pun, really hit us between the eyes. That's one of the great dilemmas. It's a chapter in hashtag Hey Sports Parents titled, What Are We Going to Do About Youth Tackle Football? And there's no doubt about it that the National Football League, college football, we're right smack in the middle of the start of that, downplay as best they possibly can the relationship of head trauma, concussions, and football. Because the reality is, folks, there is no safe tackle football when it comes to head trauma. And it's just, we're going to have to deal with it. Tom says, my 13-year-old daughter is a serious soccer player. Her heels have been bothering her. This is almost the third season. Tom, one of the most susceptible areas in children's feet is the heel area. There's a large growth center. It's called an apophysis, the back bottom of the heel. This cartilage area is susceptible to stress. One of the problems and challenges of soccer is the cleats. At 6, 7, 8, 9 years old, young kids' cleats with clusters of cleats right under the growth center. So one of the things you want to do is get your daughter into a multi-nub soccer shoe, which doesn't have clusters right underneath that growth center. The good news with a story like yours, we've been using orthotics very successfully to really make a difference in preventing recurrence or persistent stress to the growth center. So that's something you really want to pay attention to. See a podiatrist. Have her foot type evaluated. Does she have pronated feet, flat type feet? Does she have high arches? Is she in the best shoe for her? But the heel pain almost always is this Sievers syndrome or inflammation of the growth center, which, again, a running, jumping sport like soccer is definitely going to aggravate it. And cleats is one of the hidden nemesis with this. Stephanie, my 12-year-old daughter is a serious figure skater. She's had arch pain on and off. We've been through various boot changes. I've read your articles about orthotics. Great, Stephanie. I've been putting orthotics in figure skaters' skates for over 3 decades with fabulous success. Whether we're interested in something that's hurting, an arch discomfort is one of the common ones in the pronated foot. The foot that tends to break down. If you go to sportsdoctorradio.com, you go to the area on orthotics, you read about that. The added great benefit of orthotics, when done properly, is that all aspects of your daughter's skating will improve. Edging, balance, stability, speed, explosiveness, because the job of orthotics is put the foot and ankle in its best alignment, and when that's the case, but much more efficient, less stress to the area. You might pick up some commercial arch supports, but see podiatry. Look seriously at custom orthotics for your daughter. We're about out of time, everybody. So we will look forward to another episode next week. Again, live from Chicago, it's the Sports Doctor. Check out hashtag Hey Sports Parents. Thanks, everybody. Everybody, it's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharkey Zartman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharkey is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of 2 daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. goal of the book, give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharkey talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctors In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together eight different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parent's perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, Hey Sports Parents.